From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Kaine recently appeared with Clinton at a campaign rally in Virginia.
Hillary's ready to be president. Hillary's ready to be our leader. Hillary's ready to make history.
Kaine was making reference to Clinton possibly becoming the first female U.S. president. Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician who has the potential to attract voters repelled by Donald Trump and those who may have a hard time fully embracing Clinton. Clinton now heads into the party's convention next week with the Democratic ticket set. She will face Donald Trump in the November election. He accepted his party's nomination Thursday night. Trump tried to dismiss the impact of one of his rivals for the Republican presidential nomination, Senator Ted Cruz's refusal to endorse him during his speech at the convention.
Just to finish with Ted, because I like Ted, he's fine. Again, I don't want his endorsement. If he gives it, I will not accept it, just so you understand. If he gives it, I will not accept it. It won't matter. Honestly, he should have done it because nobody cares.
Trump has cast himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe. His rival, Hillary Clinton, is expected to give her vision for the U.S. when she accepts the Democratic Party's presidential nomination next week. German police say the lone gunman responsible for killing as many as 9 people and wounding several others at a Munich shopping center Friday has taken his own life. Police initially suspected as many as 3 suspects were involved in what German media say police are describing as an act of terrorism. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is planning an emergency meeting in Berlin Saturday of the Security Council to address the attacks in Munich. Following the shooting, U.S. President Barack Obama said the U.S. will stand with Germany. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama also saying the U.S. had no knowledge of an involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused a U.S.-based Muslim cleric or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government. Obama said Friday he told President Erdogan this week by phone the U.S. had no involvement in the government takeover attempt. Obama said that Turkey's request for the cleric's extradition from his home in exile in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania must go through the U.S. legal process and would only be granted if Ankara can prove the cleric was behind the coup. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country can do more in the fight against extremism. He made the comment at the United Nations headquarters on Friday.
I was delighted just now to be talking to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about his perspective, and he very much agrees that tackling radicalization, tackling extremism is at the forefront of the UN's activities, and I was able to tell him about our support in the UK for that work, and clearly we need to step that up.
Johnson was a leader in the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union. British voters chose to leave the EU in a national referendum last month. Britain's next step is to negotiate a new relationship with the EU once the government set in motion the formal talks to separate. The search for Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared more than 2 years ago, is coming to an end. The transport ministers of Malaysia, Australia, and China have agreed the 3-nation hunt in the Indian Ocean for the missing plane will be suspended after the current search area is totally scoured. The decision was announced Friday in Malaysia after a meeting of the ministers. The Malaysian transport minister said if any credible new information emerges, a new search would be considered. And China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. The country's first ruling against air pollution has sent a warning across factories in China to better manage their emissions. The group Berkeley Earth says that 1.6 million people, or 16% of all deaths in China each year, are from heart, lung, and stroke problems because of heavily polluted air, especially small particles of haze. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.